Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of The Walking Dead Season 5, Episode 16, Conquer, written by Scott M. Gimple and Seth Hoffman and directed by Greg Nicotero. The Walking Dead has always had sort of a finale problem. There's been good season enders, sure, but the journey isn't always able to effectively build to where the show decides to leave off. My personal favorite finale up to this point has been the Season 3 finale, which builds to a cathartic anti-climax before leaving its audience with a small shred of hope, a trait that's all too rare on the show. It pleases me to report that the Season 5 finale, Conquer, is every bit as good as that one, and is in many respects better, even if it is a bit unfocused. Audience expectations are such that we expect something to happen in a finale. Not just in The Walking Dead, either. Cable TV series have conditioned us to think this way. Nobody in the main group dies tonight. Reg and Pete are instead the victims this week. Pete goes nuts and slits Red's throat accidentally, and Deanna gives Rick permission to take Pete out. It's a powerful moment that sets the stage for Season 6. Deanna now sees where Rick and his group were coming from, and realizes that they need to bring both of their ideologies together in order to survive. And, like I predicted last week, Morgan ended up playing a large role in this episode, as he saves Daryl and Aaron from certain zombie death. Morgan seems like he's been brushing up on his combat, as we see him take out some members of the Wolves in this episode's incredibly intense opening. When he rescues Daryl and Aaron, he responds to them by saying that all life is precious. It's only natural, then, that he would show up to see his old pal Rick as Rick executes Pete in cold blood. In a season that's put the focus on whether any semblance of humanity can remain in this world, it's the perfect note to end on. Season 5 was The Walking Dead's most successful. After playing around with structure and characters in an experimental fourth season with mixed results, I think Gimple and company have finally figured out what makes the show work on a fundamental level. There were some mistakes along the way, but The Walking Dead is a smarter, stronger, and more engaging show now than it has ever been, and it makes me excited to see where they go from here. Thank you for listening to The Walking Dead Podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on The Walking Dead and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com, where I also host Filmbookcast and The Complete Works, or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. See you next season, Mindless Zombies.